Ann was a huge Phillies fan. She actually really understood baseball. I flew home on the red eye. I was at a conference in California and came in that morning. And when I walked in the door, she came downstairs and she was, it was early, and she was dressed in her cycling outfit. And she said, "Hey, let's go on a ride. Let's go on a bike ride." And I was kind of worn out from the from the red eye, but I thought, it'll wake me up and I'll be able to get into work and focus. So the two of us got on our bikes and we rode out the river drives. We lived on 22nd and went down and rode out to Falls Bridge and back, and just had a really great ride. And when we came back, Chris had come over because the birthday dessert Ann had made it was a frozen cake and it hadn't congealed, so we came over and we ate cake for breakfast, which she had made this really delicious cake. And then she went upstairs and got dressed, and I got dressed and I went up to say goodbye to her we do that. She was all excited to be with Mary, her really good friend, and she was dressed and looking beautiful, and we chatted about her day. And you think you're going to see the person at dinner, so it was just she was happy and excited about her day. She showed me these clothes she was going to donate to the Salvation Army, and which when I heard the building collapsed, I knew she was probably there. So that's my last memory of Ann, looking beautiful and happy.